ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the city of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Yes, he's in the intensive care ward at Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
You should have been pulled in the form of they have faith in you. You should have been pulled in the fit that they had faith in you. And you.
We're now locked into the latest edition of the Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo Fantasy Baseball Podcast, presented by RotoFanatic.com. Follow our brand new RotoFanatic content channel on Spotify and anywhere else podcasts are found. We're going to be bringing you incredible new material, including the RotoFanatic half-hour variety show. So make sure to sub the RotoFanatic content channel wherever podcasts are found. It's episode 120. Today, your hosts Christopher Deary and Michael Govier are doing the best they can as the dog days of August drag on. Your fantasy leagues are still very much up for consideration. Who's going to win it all? Is it over? Did you give up? What is there to really talk about now except 2022? Is Shohei Ohtani the surefire AL MVP? What's the best ballpark in the majors? We're going to talk about the Tigers' AAA farm system and what's going on there now that Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green have arrived. We'll play some Name That or Runner-Up Fab Bid, which is always a great time. But this is a more laid-back, casual episode between your pals, Christopher Deary and Michael Govier. We celebrate the same birthday, August 22nd. It's going to be a doozy. So make sure to follow us on Twitter, Plazo Podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs. And let's get on with the show. Take it away, boys!
Here we are. It's the nightmare scenario. Everything went bogus, folks. That's right. I'm in pain. The show is way late. But we're still here. It's a testament to us. We never give up on you guys. If you thought we're going to mail it in, fuck that shit. We would not do that because in the end, we're here for you.
And reason will prevail.
Reason will prevail.
You're damn right it will. I'm Michael Govier. He's Christopher Deary. MJ Govier on Twitter. Christopher Deary. C. Deary, 1999. Deary, it's been a minute since we actually did a show together.
It's been a few weeks. I lost power for 5 days. That was a fucking nightmare.
So bogus, man.
Yeah. We lost it last Wednesday morning, and then it came back yesterday. So,
it was ridiculous. Put it into words?
It was ridiculous. Went to my brother's for a day and a half, and then we kept looking at it like our DTE map and outage thing, and it said that we actually had power, so we came back Saturday night, and that was bullshit because we did not have power. And it was real weird. Life is shitty without power.
It's bad. It's very, very bad.
Yeah,
we become too accustomed to it. It's like breathing now. It's a necessity in this country. It's a requirement.
I was just sitting at my couch staring at the wall. I was just like, yeah, there's nothing I can do.
You still had a phone though.
I had a phone, but of course we don't have unlimited data. We have unlimited data now because we had to do it because we needed to be on our phones to check what we needed to check. But
you should have DTE pay for it.
They're giving us $100 credit.
Well, that's not bad. It could be better.
Well, we also have to put in an insurance claim because we had to throw away about $700 worth of food.
Motherfucker! God
damn it. Whatever, motherfucker!
That sucks.
Terrible. It was so bad.
Well, you got power now, which is great, but not having power blows on the Palazzo Podcast. 2 L's, 2 Z's, of course, every time,
Utah.
All the time.
Hit
we're
me
live.
Too.
Me, Christopher Deary, Michael Govier. We're going to talk a bit about fantasy baseball. The show must go on. Things are still happening. I am lame as fuck right now. I just tore up my calf playing softball tonight. I am Mike Trout. I am Josh Donaldson right now. If you could see, I'll show you. I got the camera. I'll put it right here.
So, are you icing?
Yeah, I see that.
Icing, elevating. So you heard a pop when you're running.
Oh, I felt a pop.
You're fucked. Your season's over, dude. Sorry. Yeah,
my calves are already thick because that's a normal calf. See,
you got thick calves. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was my strongest body part, but really good.
I can see the lines from your long socks that you tend to wear.
Yeah. I wonder if that maybe it was. Is it too tight? Did that cost me in the end? I don't know.
I don't know, man. But I don't have a degree in anything medical.
Come on. Kinesiology. You're a smart guy.
I don't have a kinesiology degree.
You don't?
No.
Shit.
Sports management, dude.
Well, anyways, if you're new to the show, follow us on Twitter, Plausible Podcast, 2 L's 2 Z's, and then you can follow us. Nope, that's the wrong button.
Utah.
I can't see the board from this angle either, so just fucking deal with it. Nobody gives a fuck. Fucking who cares? Opposite. It's like wearing compression socks. Yeah, it's supposed to be good for you. That's why I do it. I wear the stirrups and I wear the socks. Brock loves socks, right, Brock? Isn't that fun? That rhymes, right? Is that the right button? Did I hit the right button?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You're shouting out Brock.
Brock, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you, my friend. You're a super duper in shape dude, so you got any tips for me? What do I do next? Because obviously I'm just going to ice it up. I got the ice pack here. I'm not.
You should call into work.
That's a good one. For those of you who don't know, I don't have a job, so that's why that's funny. Today's show, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Chris Bassett. If I feel bad about my leg, how bad does Chris Bassett feel right now?
That was brutal, man. It's the one thing that always like scares the shit out of me anytime I play slow pitch softball is me either ripping one back at the pitcher's head or me seeing a pitcher get nailed in the head and like murdered.
Oh, yeah. Big time. It's a fucking disaster.
Some of these guys wear like helmets and shin guards and stuff as pitchers in slow pitch softball. I get it, man. You take one of those to the noggin, you're brain damaged.
The pitcher we had tonight, he wore a helmet, a face mask, like a catcher mask. And he got his balls shaved tonight. I mean, it was this close under his ball sack. It was like,
seriously, probably not wearing a cup in slow pitch softball.
He was so good, though. He didn't walk anybody in 2 games. It was amazing. It was so great to have a pitcher who is flawless. He just throws strikes. And
impressive.
Really, really important in softball was walks will kill you.
Is his name Doug?
It is not. Old Whiskey Nips Doug. Dougie! Well, somebody said I looked like Kenny Powers tonight, but I don't see it at all. I don't have a mullet or anything, so I don't know where they get that from.
I think it's the body. It's the way your body looks similar.
The body and this black. It's probably his black cutoff tee that matters too. I think he wore.
Oh, you went with the cutoff? You getting some good sun on those guns there?
I always wear the cutoff because it's summertime.
Yeah, it's comfortable, man.
It's t-shirt. I don't feel like wearing a t-shirt, so I cut the sleeves off. We don't have it. I don't have a jersey for that team anyway, so I just have to wear a black tee.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's called Saved by the Balls. Isn't that a funny name?
No, it's not that cool.
Come on, Saved by the Balls. You don't like it?
Sure, great. What's your guys' record? Are you guys doing well?
Well, there's so many teams. Which team?
Oh, you're playing on multiple teams?
I play on 2 teams on Sundays and then a 3rd team on Wednesday.
Oh, shit. Damn, yeah. I feel like a total loser now.
They don't roll.
I'm not playing in anything competitive this summer.
I know. I got to tell you, I told you earlier, it feels good to be back out there competing and swinging a bat and throwing balls and catching stalls. I made a great catch the weekend before last in right field. I actually hurt my middle finger doing that, spraying that finger. But I made the catch, so it was worth
You're
it.
You're just getting injured, man. We got to wrap you up in bubble wrap.
Everything else has been good for a fat ass who's out of shape. It's been an impressive season for the most part.
Are you out of shape?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like – no. I mean, I move around.
I don't know. I haven't seen you in person in 2 years almost.
Well, we're going to end that streak tomorrow, right?
We are. Amazing. We're going to get down and go to a ball game. I guarantee Cabrera's not playing tomorrow either, so that'll suck.
Go Tigers.
What? He's not playing? Why not?
He doesn't play day games. I feel like they're going to have to play him when they see the amount of people that are probably going to be at the game. I mean, school starts in like 2 weeks for the kids, so it's like the last day game they can get to.
Has he still not done it? Do we have a chance to witness history?
He hasn't done it yet. I mean,
he was. Is the game still going on right now?
No, I think it's over. So it didn't happen.
Yes.
I think
we got a shot, dude.
I think it went 1-for-3. I'm going to be pissed if he doesn't play tomorrow. But I feel like any day game and they're at home, he's going to have to play.
Yes. Especially with this going on, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're going to get you're going to get 30,000 people sitting left field. Yeah, those tickets are probably scooped up already.
Oh, Miggy will go oppo. Yeah, Miggy hits it.
Well, yeah, left field is not where he's going to do it. It's going to be right center. Most of the people were jiving to get those tickets.
He did. He pulled .499 to left, but he'll hit anywhere. I mean, depends where the ball's at. He's going to go with it. I can't believe it. Maybe this is lining up for us because
it could be.
Shohei Ohtani's in town. Miggy's going to hit .500. What a day that would be if that happened.
Shohei hit one tonight.
And he pitched?
Mm-hmm.
So we missed him pitching. We will not see him pitching tomorrow.
That's okay. He dominated the Tigers.
Great. That's good news for Miggy. 500 watch in play.
Go Tigers.
I'm excited. So, yeah, me and Deary are going. This is my first Tigers game of the year. You went already, right?
Yeah, I went to a game. I went to a game with Christina on 4th of July.
Oh, nice.
You stink? You got to get stink going?
Oh, fuck, it stinks. If you're on the podcast, you're missing a stinky pit right now.
Go Tigers.
Scratch.
But yeah, we'll check in from the game tomorrow.
We will.
On the phone. We'll talk to you guys live. Palazzo Podcast on Twitter, 2Ls, 2Zs.
Utah.
Instagram.
Give me two.
I try to use that a little bit more recently. We're everywhere for you. What else is going on? What else did I miss recently?
I don't know. You were in Canada, so that was great. I haven't checked in you on that, but I saw a lot of the pictures. I saw some video. I was very emotional and very happy for you that the reconnection finally happened. It's been so long, man. I was so happy for you.
Did you see the live video of her?
Yeah, I was laughing my ass off.
She just could not stop crying. It was great.
I know.
She's a blubbering mess. Very happy, but
absolutely. That's a good sign. It's not like, oh shit, I waited this long for this. So she was happy. That means the love is still there.
Oh yeah, we had a great time. We stayed at the Holiday Inn by the riverfront.
Oh, you got a hotel.
Yeah, three nights at a nice suite too. It had two rooms. It was awesome. A great time. Beautiful area, beautiful view, 10 stories up, looking at the Detroit skyline on what is an underrated riverfront. Detroit and Windsor have a lovely riverfront.
Agreed.
If you've never been up here, guys, people, everybody, get your ass to Mars. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Detroit gets shit on, and that other side of the river in Windsor is amazing. Like, I've always loved Detroit. I think Detroit is fantastic.
Yeah, Windsor's like a mini Detroit. They have the same problems, just a smaller version of it, but they're both... Yeah, they're both cool. They're both doing the best they can. I'm a big fan of it. And I'm glad I got to go over there, and I'll go over there again Friday. I got to get a COVID test, get everything ready to go. But other than that, it's really simple. The COVID test is nothing. It doesn't cost me a dime because insurance covers it.
Yeah.
And you just have to do it within 72 hours of crossing.
That's all you got to do? Just COVID test? You don't need a vaccination card or anything?
Oh, yeah. You got to do all that, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Basically, there's an app called CanApp, and you fill out all this information. You upload all your documents. So when you arrive, you basically show them a boarding pass number that they look up. And they
sweet. Maybe I'll be going to Canada soon.
Yeah?
I'm trying to think the last time I was in Canada.
You can... Maybe. Could you go to Canada?
I don't know.
Can you? Could you go? Are you in trouble?
No. I got an open intox in Canada back when I was 20. I was just walking down the street with a beer. I walked out of the bar with a beer, and I was walking down the street, and all of a sudden
a cop came
up to me and just gave me a ticket. He goes, here you go. I'm like, what's this? He goes, you can't be doing what you're doing. I'm like, oh, okay. I was 20, man. This is why we used to go to Canada, because we could drink in Canada, because the drinking age was only 19, and it was only 45 minutes from us.
Yeah, Leanne showed me her college, Windsor University. It's right there downtown.
Yeah, I've played baseball there before.
From my house. No one's ever lived closer to the place they went to college, ever. Literally, it's like 10 minutes from the house. It's fucking hilarious.
I played in a baseball tournament there when I was in high school.
Oh, it's a nice little area. They got Harvey's Burgers. Somebody brought that up on Twitter.
Harvey's?
I rode past it. I didn't go there, but past it on those dumbass scooters, which I'd never done before. Man, those are fun.
I've never been on one either.
Dude, you got to try it.
Maybe this weekend. Maybe I'll go out Saturday night or whatever and take a scooter home.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. We're not going to spend our birthday together, but that's only because Leanne can't come over here, so you understand.
So you're going over there. That's fine.
I have to, yes.
That's fine. We're going to spend tomorrow together, man, and we're going to celebrate our birthday together, just you and I.
I know. That's what That's what I thought we'd do. Perfect. I want to shout out our friend, Roger Castillo. Free tickets for Roger. Thank you. He's going out of town, so Roger,
thank you
for giving us your tickets. Very nice of you. And we're going to have a great time. Go Tigers. Good times, noodle salad. And with that, I think it's time to get into some business here.
Go Tigers.
I'm going to do this producing part over here with this bum leg. Remember, I got a bum leg, so I'm moving around. It's tough for me, and nobody cares about baseball anymore anyways. Right, dearie?
It's fine, man. We don't even have to talk baseball. We can talk about our birthday and your bum leg.
We could. Yeah, no one else is going to give a shit, right? Nobody cares anymore. The season is over. People have mailed it in. A lot of you are just fucking around, sitting on ass. Well, you're really focusing on football.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Lions preseason game?
Oh.
You went to your brother's house.
Yeah, I went to my brother's.
Your brother probably watched it.
He had the tablet outside. Both my brothers were there.
We're gonna make love. Oh, they're both. That's right. So the power went out with your brother, your outside brother.
Yeah, but they had power. Brian in Lake Orion. So it was fine. But yeah, no, we were watching the Tiger game outside. That would make a lot.
When everything is just right. Well, you're we've not had people still following us, even though you've all given up on baseball for the most part.
Nothing good on TV.
You know you're out there. Mm. Thank you for
conditions are perfect for making love. You turn to me and say something sexy like, I'm not going to be in a good work.
It's been a great year. We've learned a lot. We're going to absorb a lot. Don't forget, this is a Roto Fanatic podcast presented by RotoFanatic.com. We got some great stuff coming up. We had a really great kind of powwow recently. Follow Roto Fanatic on Twitter at Roto underscore Funatic. And of course, follow us on the podcast. Two L's, two D's. But I'm really looking forward to the show, dear.
Then you go sort out the rest of Scotland, which is
give me two.
Foreplay, but it's
I can't hear a word you're saying because the music's too fucking loud.
Oh, is it too loud?
Yeah, I messaged you.
Next thing you
break
know,
it in. Yeah!
Can't hear a word you say, man. Just doing business.
Blah, blah, blah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I just heard Roto Fanatic.
Business time. Roto Fanatic. Guys, Roto Fanatic, we're doing a new show. It's coming out this Friday. Get ready. It's going to be badass. It's got a little bit of everybody. A piece of everyone from Roto Fanatic. It's unique. It's new. It's cutting edge. I think you're going to like it. So stay tuned. I'll let you know where you can find the new Roto Fanatic podcast feed because it is a podcast. So stay tuned. It's going to be fun. And, you know, and of course, we're still doing our weekly articles, closing remarks, infirmary report, their quality. Mike Carter gives a lot of time. Davey Funnel gives a lot of time. These are good people, dearie, and they deserve our time. Do you ever read that stuff?
Absolutely. Especially the doc stuff. These closing remarks are great.
Yay!
Help me out as much as it could help me out. I mean, I've had a shit season. I feel like I'm a worthless fantasy baseball player. Maybe it's it. Maybe I'm done playing. I'll still talk about it, but maybe I won't play anymore.
What? That's ridiculous. Yeah. You just play.
I don't know. Maybe it's time to hang them up.
2 minutes. That's bullshit, folks. No one's buying that. No one's buying that, dearie. You're gonna.
I'm only gonna be in one football league.
That is bullshit.
Well, that's different though. It's football.
Well, our keeper league, nobody wants to do it anymore. They're sick. They're sick of it.
Really?
Yeah, they're talking about, and I'd be on board with this, of making it a daily fantasy league.
So they want to reorganize again?
Well, yeah, and just basically be like, all right, whoever wants to play on Sunday, you put in your 10, 12 bucks or whatever, and everybody plays on Sunday, and that's it. You don't have to play if you don't want to. But
oh, for the football league. Okay,
yeah, 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 for football, just making it daily on Sundays.
I think it's a good idea. I think people like DFS football much more, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that. Thank you to Billy the Marxist for following us. Billy is a Marxist, apparently. Billy the Marxist. He's
right.
A leftist shit poster sports fan. He wants you to know that. He's 25 and mad on the internet. Thank you, Billy. Good to know you. I hope you listen to the show. Billy Bradley, who is Billy B from Canada on Twitter, who I've known for a while now. I didn't know who he was. But it was him. He stopped by when me and Phil Goyette did the Monday Prospect Sit-Down, which is always a lot of fun. Phil Goyette gives you filthy Phil, fanatical Phil.
Fire. I like filthy.
Yeah, filthy Phil.
Really degrading thing to call somebody. Filthy, you're filthy.
That's a No Effects song, Filthy Phil Philanthropist. That's cool. Let me know, Phil Goyette. But anyway, Phil Goyette gives you 30 minutes or less every Monday afternoon, 5 p.m. Eastern time. We talk prospects nonstop. And three Tigers came up to AAA this week, including Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green. We're going to talk about that momentarily, so stay tuned for that. But we did talk about that on Monday. The Palazzo Podcast, 30 minutes or less, Prospect Palooza, Prospect Party, Prospect Chat, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's on our YouTube channel. Sub the YouTube channel, please. Please, 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 sub it. Sub it. We have 131 subs. Why can't we get to 200? We could blow that out of the water. If everybody who followed us on Palazzo Podcast on Twitter subbed the YouTube channel right now, we could have 1,000 subs. That's a fact. It really is. So make sure you sub the YouTube channel. It would make our day. Click the dingy bell. Lets you know when we go live like this. And when we're late, it'll let you know when we actually go live and we're supposed to be on time. We're usually on time. I apologize for tonight. I want you guys to know that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
We're here. We made it. It happened. It's not canceled.
Let's not dwell on the past. Let's move forward.
That's right.
And that's pretty much it for the business side of things. Deary,
yeah,
we really got to make that trophy ASAP. In fact, tomorrow when we meet, we should lock down the trophy and start the process of making it tomorrow. We really should.
Yeah, it should only take about maybe 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be too bad.
Richard. Yeah. Still going to Richard, right? Is that?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe so. Yes.
I mean, I'll lie to you. I haven't looked at it in a while.
Oh, hey, Kent Corser just followed us at Ricky939. Do you know what that means?
He's number 200.
What? At Ricky939. What does that mean?
939? Oh, that's yeah. Isn't that like a California area code?
No, it's at Ricky939. It's a baseball reference.
Oh, Ricky Henderson stolen bases.
Yay!
I did it. I figured it out.
I knew you'd get it. Yeah.
Yay for me.
He broke Lou Brock's record, didn't he?
I do, yeah. I am the greatest of all time. Nobody loves Ricky Henderson more than Ricky loves Ricky.
Ricky Henderson loves Ricky Henderson. You ever heard the David Cross bit about Ricky Henderson? Really funny. Really, really funny. Where he pretends to be Ricky Henderson, and he calls his own answering message as Ricky Henderson calling himself. Very funny.
Oh, man.
Very, very funny. I'd strongly recommend that. In fact, if you've never heard it, you might have a good laugh. And it's kind of so funny. I want to play it maybe.
I'm in for the laughs. Let's hear some Cross.
I'm in for the laughs. By the way, Deary was been out power for a while, and it totally blew. And in the United States of America, we're having a crisis. I think we're having a power crisis. I really do.
I think they said close to 1 million people in Michigan lost power.
Fucking
And you lost it for what? A day? 2 days?
Well, that day I lucked out because the power went out that afternoon.
Yeah.
The last time it went out, it always goes out for 24 hours here all the time. Yeah. This time, somehow we were first in the pecking order, and I personally watched the guys fix our line that needed to be fixed a couple hours after the storm. It was a beautiful evening on Wednesday night. The storm happened Wednesday afternoon. It was super intense, too. Like, I thought I was going to die. I really did. I love intense storms. I fucking love them.
Yeah, me too.
I love them. And they turned all the sirens on around here, and it scared the shit out of me.
Shit.
Because growing up, the sirens meant your ass. Get
that
your fucking ass underground.
Get home and get to the basement.
Yeah, right? And there's no basement at this house. So I'm in the bathroom, and I'm calling Leanne. I'm like, I'm scared. What's going on? The sirens are going off, and it's fucking loud as fuck here, too. It sounded like... I mean, it was windy, and it was such a loud wind that it sounded like a tornado was right around the corner. I don't know. I got an endless line of trees, so I can't see anything until something strikes.
I didn't hear shit. I was at work when the big rain was coming. But
that's a good place to be in. That's a big building.
By the time they restored our power, I looked at DTE, and they had restored 97% of DTE customers' power, and we were the last 3%. It's like, thank you. Yeah.
Good fucking Christ.
Yeah, we'll let the people that live in a nice affluent town get their power last.
You live in Ann Arbor. It's unbelievable. I mean, it just makes sense that a city, it doesn't matter how rich or poor, but a city would be like easily restored power, not the countryside.
Yeah, there's a lot of business here. Area.
It's unbelievable. Still blows my mind.
The dumbest part was John lives right on the other side of Packard. He never lost power.
That's what it was like here. Yeah. The one line was just feeding our whole area here, but on the other side of Livonia, everything was fine. Everybody was open, eating dinner, having a good time. Two worlds colliding. Anyways, here's David Cross doing Ricky Henderson. I don't know if it's funny or not. In fact, this might be like dated as fuck, but who knows?
But there's one guy who's...
Is it too loud?
The fucking king, who's the worst. Yes, you got it. It's Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson, if you've ever seen Ricky Henderson interviewed, it's the best. It's sweet. It's sweet, glorious music. It's like he's communicating secretly to like an intergalactic leader from another space federation. You know, he's every time he says Ricky Henderson, he's giving coordinates, you know, to the planet or whatever. Hey, Ricky, I noticed you taped your bat up a little higher than normal. What's that about? Well, you know, Ricky Henderson has to do what's best for Ricky Henderson, you know. I mean, if Ricky Henderson feels that Ricky Henderson needs to tape his bat up higher to be the best Ricky Henderson that Ricky Henderson could be, then Ricky Henderson is going to tape his bat higher in a way that Ricky Henderson can perceive as Ricky Henderson can to be the best Ricky Henderson that Ricky Henderson can or will or want to be as Ricky Henderson qualified in a Ricky Henderson-esque type of way to be a Ricky Henderson for which all Ricky Hendersons around us being one Ricky Henderson to speak through Ricky Henderson as a vessel to reach all Ricky Hendersons out there in the world in a qualitative Ricky Henderson-esque magnanimous display of Ricky Henderson-tude and quality that you can find only in Ricky Henderson Henderson as Ricky Henderson is want to do for Ricky Henderson being Ricky Henderson as Ricky Henderson. You come in here, Ricky Henderson, how can you tape your battle? You know, Ricky Henderson's going to answer you in a way that Ricky Henderson can to be. In fact, that reminds me, I got to give that motherfucker a phone call, you know? No, because...
Why does he sound like a cross between Tim Meadows, the ladies man, and Eddie Murphy from Coming to America playing Randy Watson, Sexual Chocolate?
Sexual Chocolate, Randy Watson, Mr. Randy Watson. Yeah. Anyways, that's David Cross, the Ricky Henderson bit. I couldn't hear a sound of it, so I hope you guys enjoyed it because I can't hear it at all. But I remember it being somewhat funny. Maybe it's not funny anymore. I don't know. Anywho. Thanks for following us, Ricky939. We'll get that trophy out. Richard Sands, congratulations on probably winning the Palazzo Podcast Invitational. Everybody else out there who's played this year, it's been real great having you aboard. Next year, we're going to take it to another level. I can't wait till we do next season. I can't wait for next season to start for all the new ideas. Do you got any good ideas for next year, Deering?
I'm ready for next year. I want this year to be over with. Let's start doing off. I wish it was January right now.
Do you have any promising leads for any championships this year?
Yeah, I'm in one playoff race here. I'm in sixth.
Yay! All right. That's fun.
The other one, it all came down to last week. I was only a couple games out, but there's a bunch of other teams trying to get in terms of this head-to-head league. And I played Guile, and he murdered me, and now it's over. Oh, yeah. So I have to pay attention still, though, because if I win the consolation playoff, I get the first pick in the draft next year.
Ah, I like that. You guys are getting creative, like the NBA and shit. Well done.
Yeah, yeah.
Yancey. Eaton, friend of the show, third place, but he's still far behind Richard Briskin, also known as Richard Sands. Richard Sands is going to win this thing. I don't see it changing. There's been some nice pushes, but no one's really cracking that overall points. He's still at 522 with a massive 50-point lead. So that's it, man. Russell Withers, 10th place, our old pal Russell. Good for you, Russell. Keep it up. And I'm in 33rd, so, you know.
Nice.
Not the worst thing ever.
Yeah, just, middle of the pack.
I got Luis Robert back, so that was nice. Yeah. That helped a little bit. But Alberto Mondesi has been an absolute, hands down, story of the season. The bust of 2021, right?
I think it's the bust of, like, all-time fantasy busts.
Wow.
Like, I would love to – like, someone's going to be tweeting about this at the end of the season. Someone's going to do some research. Maybe I go in and do a little bit of research. But this is one of the all-time busts in fantasy history. I mean, zero production. And we're not even talking like a guy that had like a catastrophic like injury or something like that. He just had these lingering injuries. And when he comes back, he's garbage. Like, I don't even think this guy's going to get drafted next year.
Damn! Wow. Hot tamale right there, my friend. I like it, though. I like you calling your shot. That's bold. That's fresh. And even his own GM's ready to kind of give up on him as an everyday player. So
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So if anything, great value for next year then, right?
There it is. Value time. Someone's going to reach, though. It's the problem with him. He's so tantalizing that someone will reach.
Yeah, he's going to go the way of the Billy Hamiltons of the world. Billy Hamilton used to be a guy that people would reach for, too. And if he doesn't get enough time, if he doesn't get enough playing time and only bats 190, it's not worth it.
All right, well, let's get into leading off then. What do you say?
Sure. Yep.
All right, and leading off, we always give you our catch of the day. As I drop my phone on the floor, you probably heard that on the podium of the mic. And usually the catch of the day is something fun, but sometimes we got to get real and we got to talk about what's current, what's topical. So,
good. Our first catch of the day.
Chris Bassitt got fucked up real bad, and it's a real bummer. He's having an incredible year. In fact, he's been very, very reliable and undervalued the last 3 years almost, essentially. He has one of the best ERAs when you start locking it up since 2019. I saw a tweet. Very possible it was done by our pal Dolph Haldhagen over there, also known as Alex Chamberlain, who loves Chris Bassitt. He's one of the massive Bassitt hounds. I'd like to consider myself a Bassitt hound. He's done. I mean, right? This is pretty serious. I mean, he could bounce back, but is it even reasonable to speculate? Should we just appreciate the season he gave us?
I don't know. I haven't. All I know is that he was awake and he was conscious. But
yeah, he's not dead.
I mean, it's brutal. If anything, like even if he comes back and he's healthy and hopefully everything checks out and his CT scan and
whatever concussion that he does have is not too serious. He does come back. But, you know, if I'm an A's fan, I'm going to be worried when this guy does go back on the mound, because I can't even imagine what that takes out of your mental game when you're on the mound and you've been hit in the head like that. I mean, it would certainly fuck with me if I had to go out there and thinking the whole time that I'm going to get hit with a 103-mile-per-hour rocket back in my head. And I'm sure it's something that these guys don't think about until it happens. And you can do everything you can to prepare yourself and put yourself in a good position when that ball comes back at you. But when it's coming that fast and you're 60 feet away, whew.
What was that guy's name for the Tigers and the Red Sox? You know what I'm talking about? Remember Bryce something? The guy got hit in the head? Was it Bryce?
Wasn't it Doug Brocale?
No.
Was somebody else that happened to? I thought it was Doug Brocale. It's similar type player.
Hit in head. I'm gonna Google hit in head Bryce, like Bryce LaFleur, Bryce Flory.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
Bryce Flory? Is that his
name? Yeah.
I swear he was a Tigers guy or a. Oh no, shit! I'm not making this up. It really happened once upon a time.
I thought it was Doug Brocale. I thought it happened to Doug Brocale.
I got it right. Bryce Flory is remembered for being hit in the face.
Oh.
Good God. He pitched for four teams. The San Diego Padres from 94 to 96, the Brewers from 96 to 97, and the Detroit Tigers, 98-99, and the Sox in 99-01, where he was best remembered for suffering a facial injury.
That's what he's remembered by?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it better getting hit in the face or like hitting in the side of the head? I think the face might be better.
Is there an answer there? Really?
I don't know. It's kind of like the would you rather be stabbed or arrested?
It is. That's a good one. Good call. Maybe we should. Let's. Next time we have an Enrico's Inquisition, let's put that in the rotation. That's a good call. I like that. Great idea, Deary. But yeah, Bryce Flory was the guy I was thinking of. He is best remembered for the facial injury he suffered. It was fucking awful. And it was one of the biggest ones ever at the time. It was September 8th of 2000. So almost 21 years ago, it went down. Not good. He was with the Red Sox, though. It was post-Tigers.
Well, maybe Major League Baseball will come in and just put, like, a pitcher's screen in front of the pitchers before they pitch now to protect players. Who knows what Manfred will fucking do?
Manfred is a maniac. Manfred's maniacs are out there. Don't worry. They're out there. What about our Tigers coming up to AAA? Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green. Are you excited?
Yeah, that's great. I heard today that the minor league season is going to be longer, that they're going to actually play into October. And I believe that the Mudhens are in a playoff race right now, so they're going to be able to help them out, I think.
Well, Arizona Fall League is always a lot of fun, of course, but this is actual extension? I don't understand. You're saying
that I heard on the radio today that minor league baseball is extended a little bit longer this year than normal.
They did later.
They did start later, so.
So they're like, hey, things are rolling again. Let's get more reps.
I'm actually surprised they were brought up. I thought they'd just stay in AA all year because the Seawolves are in a playoff race as well.
Well, they're not on the 40-man roster, so.
You're not seeing them this year.
Yeah, good call. Wait up. That was a good bottom line, Deary. I like that very much.
Well, they're not on the 40-man roster. I mean, you got to get rid of somebody.
What about the Field of Dreams game? Did you? Your power was out, so.
I had no power. I had no idea. I didn't see any of it. I saw the highlights. The only highlights I saw was the Stanton home run and the Tim Anderson home run.
We got to be the only two guys in the business who didn't even get to watch like a minute of that game.
To be honest, I wasn't that interested in it either.
What?
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not the biggest like Field of Dreams movie fan. I kind of thought what they were doing was just kind of a shameless gimmick. Well, I mean, it'd be great if, like, you allowed kids to go in there for free or just the common man, but no, it's just a bunch of rich fucks in there.
Well, that sucks. I didn't think about it like that. I mean, damn it. Now you really...
I mean, come on. Like, it wasn't for us. It wasn't for the kids. Like, did they really think they're getting more people to watch baseball because they were doing this game? Nobody... unless you're in the industry and you follow baseball, you probably didn't care.
I don't know about that. A lot of people talked about it, said it was pretty cool. We're not the biggest Field of Dreams fans, so I understand that. We talked about that. I don't think we did. I think that time I did it with... Yeah, you were on the show with Jason. Remember that guy, Jason Cuffs?
Yeah, for sure.
He talked about his dad and Field of Dreams and how important it was. And like, I'm not here to ruin Jason's life, but I just think the movie is a little cheesy and it kind of focuses in and manipulates us. tries to manipulate people with the moment of the game. And it's also fantastical, which is fun. It's not a bad movie. It's not.
I don't see it as a baseball movie. I never have.
Why? Because it's fantasy?
Yeah. It's that. There's no like real, like the end goal isn't like the team coming together and winning the World Series or like Henry Rowengartner lost his magic and now has to pitch normally for the Cubs. Is that more of a baseball movie? I'm not the biggest fan of The Natural. I've seen that movie many, many times, but like I have some issues with it.
Such as?
I keep getting confused who he's dating at the time, whether it's Glenn Close or Kim Basinger?
Yeah. Barbara Hershey's the one, spoiler, shoots him.
Yeah, and then Barbara Hershey's a disaster in that movie. Wilford Brimley is the best part of that movie.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley and the Bozo assistant coach. Hey, man, that's pretty good, man. I like you.
And Matt Mattson.
Yeah, he runs to the Bump.
Yeah.
What's his full name? Bump something. Shit.
It's not terrible, but it's not my favorite.
It's got the best score ever, though, man. It's so good. That natural score.
When they Roy Hobbs, great swing, though. Great swing by Roy Hobbs. Robert Redford really did it.
He's old as fuck. That's dumb as hell, too. He's too old to be old. You know, he's like 55, trying to play a 38-year-old, too.
He wasn't 55 then.
You don't think so? How old is he now?
So that movie was, what, 84?
Yeah.
This movie was 37 years ago.
Yeah.
He's not 92. I think Robert Redford's...
He's 84.
He's 84? Okay. Not too far off. So he's
51, 50, maybe? 49?
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, Robert Duvall is good in that movie too.
Oh, he's a scumbag. Great scumbag. Robert Duvall is underrated as a great scumbag.
Great
in
scumbag.
Network and yes. In The Natural. Yeah, I agree with that. But this is not a movie podcast. But these are baseball movies, so they do matter, and people want to know. We actually had a question from our buddy there on Twitter. He wanted us to talk about the best parks. I was like, hey, what do you guys want to talk about on the show this week? And he's like, hey, what's your favorite park there? And you mentioned PNC, which is what everybody says. It's a classic call out, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But I want to give credit to Aaron K at @fantasy_t_ball. He says, what's your favorite stadium you've been to? Camden Yards is mine. Rogers Centers was also 10 out of 10 for cleanliness when I was there.
I haven't been to Rogers Center. Of course, you and I have both been to Camden together.
Oh, yeah.
PNC was great. I love PNC.
Camden is my favorite, so.
You know what park I absolutely hated when I was at it?
Wrigley.
Fenway Park.
Oh,
it's a fucking dump. It's a dump. I get it. If you're like a big Red Sox fan, you probably love that place. Similar to like the old Joe Louis Arena for Detroit Red Wings fans. But it's like, the place is a dump, man. I had a better time outside of the park at all the different bars and walking around. But
dude, you were dropping some bombs tonight on the show, bro.
I walked in. I'm like, yeah, we sat right by Pesky's pole, and I sat down. Like, I felt like – I think I built it up too much. I felt like I was going to walk in and just feel at awe of the history of all the things that have happened there. And I sat down, and I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool. But then I was, like, walking through the concourse. I'm like, this is bullshit. I can't see any of the game walking through the concourse because it's, like, below. And I'm like, this is dumb.
Trash.
Update this shit.
Yeah, that's fair. I can respect that. That's bogus. I will tell you this. Never been to Fenway, and there's a lot of stadiums I need to be to, a lot of parks I need to go check out. So I'm going to bite my tongue for now. It's been a simple life for me for the most part when it comes to ballparks. Okay, that's the end of that. So thank you to our pal there for getting that question going. It's always a fun one, Aaron K. And I was thinking about going to the Rogers Center this weekend, possibly, but
that's I was going to play. That's a drive.
It is farther than you think. And I was like, oh, I'll come. We'll go see a game, and I'll come back for softball on Sunday. And now I'm dead, so maybe I won't go now, and I will go to Toronto maybe. I don't know. Maybe we will go.
Well, I don't think you're playing softball this Sunday unless you go and just root your team out and be a bat boy.
Well, I could hit. I still had some great hits after I got hurt. So it was amazing because you just kind of focus in on, like, okay, I can't use this leg. And I had a nice line drive base hit to right field. That was fun.
Remember, I did the same thing in Buffalo. I busted up my hamstring. Or was it my hand? No, it was my quad. I popped my quad running.
Quad pop.
It's the worst, man. It's out for like 2 weeks.
Torn ACL, quad pop. Do yourself a tough life, guys. Not easy out there.
Yeah.
but you never give up. You never say die. And that's me on the Palazzo Podcast here. Two L's, two Z's on Twitter, of course.
Follow the Utah. Show. Give me
any
two.
If you want to. All of our tweets. And, of course, MJ Govier, G-O-V is in Victor IR, and he's C. Deary 1999. That's us. No guests. It's just us talking, kind of catching up, doing some baseball chat, whatever the fuck's on our mind. We don't really care. We're doing what we want, how we want it. And make sure you go to rotofanatic.com because this is a Rotofanatic podcast. And I'll remind you once again, we're doing a new show that's coming out, Rotofanatic Friday, a new podcast. Stay tuned. That's all I'm going to tell you for now. It's a secret otherwise, but I will direct you guys to the audio feed when it goes live. In the meantime, make sure you follow us on Twitter at @Roto_Fanatic and go to our website. That's how you'll catch all the information that you need to know. Paul Mamino's been doing great tweets about what to watch for every day, every night before the game start. He breaks it down with a data monster and gives you some great stats that are going to help you make the right decisions with your lineups. And if you play DFS, it's even better. It's good stuff. So Paul Mamino is the man. P. Mamino Fantasy on Twitter. RotoFanatic.com. We're your friend in the biz. All right, let's play Name That Roto Fab. It's always a fun game. We haven't played it a minute. What do you say?
Yeah, we got like 2 weeks worth of bids here. I might throw some from last week in here too.
Oh, but well, let me just find the button because I can't see.
Oh no.
Is it here? Where is it? Is that it? Oh, there it is. I found it. Okay, here we go. It's time to play the most ridiculous and pointless game that is sweeping the nation. That's right. It's time for Name That Runner-Up Fab. Did somebody clap yet? Where's the clapping at? You have to tell me. I can't hear anything. Hello?
Yeah, you're good.
Terrible producing on our part.
It's good. People have clapped. Yes.
Okay. All right. Name That Runner-Up Fab bid. It's the same deal as it's always been. We give you the winning bid, and then we try to guess the runner-up bid. And I'll tell you what. Last time we played it, damn, Ray Murphy was incredible. He called his own shot. Ray Murphy for Baseball HQ. First pitch, Arizona. We had a live code. I don't know if that code is still valid, but that time when he was on the show, which you can go back and watch that show on our YouTube channel. Sub the YouTube channel, Palazzo Podcast, Palazzo Podcast, two L's, two Z's, and come meet me at First Pitch Arizona. I'm still going, even with this bum calf. I'll be there live October 14th through 17th. It's going to be a doozy.
You should be recovered by then.
Yeah, you're right. I'll be ready to go for the Arizona fall ball.
Are we going to have to get a wheelchair for you tomorrow at the game?
Yeah, I thought about that. No, I'll just limp it out. So
I can just push you around.
It's just going to be annoying. An annoying limp. I bet we're like way up there too. So
I don't care where we sit.
It's the same old. It's the same as when I got those season tickets a long time ago. I probably know exactly where they are. They're like on the left field third base line down there between the left field pole and third base and up in the deep, deep butthole of the stadium.
Yeah, that's where Christine and I sat for 4th of July. It was great.
Hey! All right, dude. Well,
it's a little cooler up there. You get a breeze.
Oh, that's nice. Well, why don't you lead us off here, dude? Give us the first winning bid.
All right. Let's get a big bid here. Josiah Gray, $112 was the winning bid. What's the runner-up?
Well, he's still available. That's fascinating. I feel like he would have gone the week before, but that's cool. Well, is this from 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, this is from 8-8.
Oh, okay.
That's there was not a lot of action this past week in my TGFBI league.
Oh! Josiah Gray, 112?
112 was the winning bid, yeah.
I'm going to say Josiah Gray went for 103 on the runner-up bid.
34.
See, I assumed a competition. I have no idea what the competition is. Yeah, and I made a judgment that somebody else was deep in the battle still.
Yeah, there's some real big bids in here, which is real short runner-up bids, small runner-up bids. So
God damn.
People blew their load here.
Yeah, a lot of people definitely blew their load, and other people are like, I'm focusing on football. In fact, I'm actually up in a draft right now in football. I'm on the clock.
I couldn't tell you anything about football right now.
You could come on. You could tell me one thing.
Throw a question out at me. See if I can answer it.
Who is the number one wide receiver this year in drafts, according to ADP.
Antonio Brown. I'm joking. I'm joking.
He's joking, folks. That's a joke.
Oh, geez.
It's a clear-cut answer.
Of course it is.
Big year last year.
Big year, yeah, big year last year.
Big year last year.
Devontae Adams.
Yay! Good for you, buddy!
All right! Yay! No football again.
See? Yeah. He had 18 touchdowns last year. That's pretty good. But he won't do that again, so that's a mistake to draft him. Where he's going, anyways. Anyways, yeah, I'm thinking about taking Mark Andrews here right now. My first.
Oh yeah, tight ends. He's still on the Ravens.
He is. Yeah, okay. He's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Although Adam Thielen's available.
Is he still on the Vikings?
As far as I know, yes.
See, you know just as much as me.
There's this guy, this rookie from LSU, Ja'Marr Chase. He's on Cincinnati. They say he's going to be the stud this year because he's with Joe Burrow, his former teammate. So who knows? I can't hear you. Where'd you go? Are you muted? Why can't I hear you? Can I hear myself? Is anyone there? Oh, you're muted for sure now. Try unmuting. See what happens.
Oh, yeah.
There you are. Yeah, there you are. You're back.
I don't know why I got muted. Anyway, yeah.
We're talking football. That's why the football guys.
I think you want to stay away from rookie wide receivers.
Well, last year, Justin Jefferson was a fucking god, though. So that's why people are like, oh, he's LSU.
Okay, Ja'Marr Chase, number one overall wide receiver.
One guy.
Joe Burrow is going to get murdered. They don't have an offense. Why are we talking football? Get out of this. Stop. Stop right now. I'm not doing this. This is not a football podcast. I don't want to talk football on a podcast.
And reason will prevail.
Reason will prevail.
Reason okay, give me a fab bit here.
Okay, let's head on over to the tag team league that me and Eric Cross work together in, and I want to let you guys know. I don't want to spoil it, but we are in first right now, first overall. It's very tense, dearie. We got 107 points. Second place, Zach Waxman, our pal Zach from the Draft Champions podcast, and Mike Curlin, the man himself. They're in second place.
What a legend.
107 to 100, so we'll see how it goes, but God, man, first place is like $7,000, so.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. It's a $500 buy-in, $250 each on each partner, so it's okay, intense. Yeah.
I hope you guys.
I would love to win this league very much.
That would be great.
Anyways, we'll see what happens, but.
I will pray to Jeebus.
Pray to Jeebus. But this lets you know it's a very busy time right now. We're still bidding heavily. A lot of bids going down. Zach Plesac was picked up. Somebody dropped him. He was picked up for $19.
What a bad year.
Yeah?
What a bad year. $19 winning bid, huh?
What do you think the runner-up bid was for $19 bid on Zach Plesac?
This was this past Sunday, so he had a matchup against the Tigers the other night, right?
Mm-hmm.
19. Let's go with 12.
Not bad. 17.
So not good either.
19 to 17. That's tight. Close one. That's very, very tight. Yeah.
He didn't pitch very well in that game, if I remember correctly.
He did not. That's why people are dumping Zach Plesac. Yeah, our buddy, Rotosaurus Dave, loves Zach Plesac coming into the season. Hasn't quite worked out the way he thought it would.
Put him in the dumper.
Let me give you another one real quick. How about this? Yanni Hernandez of the Washington Nationals. A lot of excitement about Yanni Hernandez. He's playing well. Since all the trades at the deadline by the Nats, new beginnings for Yandy Hernandez. Yanni went for $14. What was the runner-up bid on Yanni Hernandez?
$3.
Not bad. $6.
It's not good. I'm still off.
Yanni Hernandez was dropped by Harold Castro was dropped. Somebody had Harold Castro on a team, by the way. So.
Yeah, it's fun to look to see who was dropped. Like Renato Nunez was picked up. And Derek Hill was dropped. It's like, oh, man.
What? Where's Renato Nunez now? You're right. He was also.
He's back with the Tigers.
Can't wait to see his dumb ass tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. This is funny. Lewis Brinson got picked up. No runner-up bid.
Wow.
You guys had an amazing 2 weeks here.
Yeah, it's already been.
I know. How about this one? Griffin Jacks.
Ooh.
Started for Minnesota. Two starts ago, he had 10 strikeouts. He looked okay the other night. I think he only gave up three runs, had about five or six strikeouts. Winning bid for Griffin Jacks was $11.
Our main man, Ryan Venancio, loves him some Griffin Jacks. Had a nice tweet about him yesterday. Also, Ryan Venancio is going to be working at Fantrax now, writing for Fantrax for baseball, and that is a great fucking news. Ryan, congratulations. Hear, hear, my friend. You deserve that. Griffin Jacks, though, you said what, $10, $11?
Said 11.
Yeah, I'm going to say 9.
3.
Ah, damn it, yeah. Griffin Jacks.
Sorry.
Fuck that guy. 10Ks is nice, but I want to see it again. He was okay. You can't strike out double digits every time, but interesting pitch mix. There might be something brewing there. Give me another one.
Let's go. All right, how about 2 weeks ago, Brandon Belt for the first place Giants was picked up for $45.
Oh, boy, that's a lot of money. I'll say 22.
37.
That was closer. Okay,
a little off there.
Just a bit outside. Let's head on over to the main event where that big first prize, another $7,000 prize for first place in the league itself with a grand prize of, what, $125,000. Someone's going to win. Someone's going to win $125,000.
Playing a game that you only control a little bit of what happens. Actually, you don't control anything that happens. You just have the players.
Do you know who's in first place overall in the main event?
I saw it last week. Shit.
This guy has two teams in the top six.
Yeah, he always does. He's a fucking pro. He's always done really well.
He's like
well.
A wizard of numbers.
Yeah. Apparently. Who is
unbelievable.
It?
Unbelievable. He's got three teams in the top 37. It's Phil DeSalt.
That's DeSalt. Right. Yeah, I've heard his name many times.
And it looks like he's got a nice size lead here for the overall title. And barring an epic run by Emmett Ruland, who's in second place, this could be it.
Wow. Amazing.
Wow.
How many overall teams in the main event?
Oh, like 600 plus, I feel like. Yeah. 650. Let me look here. 645.
Wow, amazing.
Guess where I am in that pecking order.
298.
Not bad. 247.
All right, good. It's a good first year showing.
Yeah, this is like the best of the best. I'm in the top half. So.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Anyways, that's fun. Good time.
Well, I'll start collecting cans for next year.
It's only $1,700.
We'll go halves on it, dude. I took back some cans last week. I had $75 worth of cans. It's 750 fucking cans. Of course, in Michigan, you pay that fucking can tax. Then you got to take the cans back to get the money back. And usually you just throw them away, but I'm just keeping them in garbage bags in the garage. I took 750 cans back this week.
Where's Dave been? He takes the cans back.
I saw Dave the other day. I went golfing with him.
Why isn't he taking the cans back?
Yeah, the can master. Dave hasn't been to my house in a long time.
Oh,
I don't know. He moved Jamie into Jamie's new house. Did you know that Jamie bought a house?
No, I did not.
Jamie bought a house and moved into it on Sunday.
I did not know that at all. He bought a house?
He bought a house in Ypsilanti.
Can I have my security deposit back now?
You can talk to him about it. I don't know.
That's got to be good news for me then. He moved out.
He moved out. It's over. Yeah, he's got a nice.
Money.
He's got a nice little three bedroom bungalow similar to my house and a half finished basement. It's a nice place.
Where at?
It's on Hawkins Street in Ypsilanti.
I have no idea where that is.
I talked to Dave about it. Dave said it's a sketchy area.
Oh, cool. Well, it's a start.
But
it's
that'd be nice. Fun. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, James. I cannot believe I didn't know that. Well done, sir. Cheers to our friend James. Woohoo! Homeowner. I'm the last of the non-homeowners now. Look at me.
You're doing just fine, man.
Oh, I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crypto's doing great, so I'll just keep renting.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how about one more for me over here in the main event league? So this is where the big people play, apparently. Not the big people in physical size, just in stature and monetary value. Joe Barlow? Who the fuck is Joe Barlow?
Yeah, he got picked up in the ITG FBI as well. Joe Barlow. Who is Joe Barlow? Let's click.
I know Scott Barlow is, but I am not familiar with Joe Barlow.
Maybe it's his brother.
Well, Joe Barlow.
Joe Barlow doesn't even have a picture.
Joe Barlow went for $41. What was the runner-up fab bid to $41 of Joe Barlow?
He got two saves last week. That's why he's getting picked up. I mean, come on. No one focuses on what happens with the – who's he play for? The Rangers? Yeah, the Rangers. What'd you say? Did you say $40?
$41. This is the closer.
Main,
I mean,
yeah, it's the
saves.
Main event. Yeah. Well, it's the main event league, right?
That is correct.
We'll go 32.
Well, your instincts are right, but it just wasn't that close. Nobody else valued it like this guy did. It was 12. So
okay.
So actually, your instincts weren't right at all. I'm sorry. I was just trying to be nice.
So Joe Barlow.
You got any more?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. What's fun here?
Blazo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's. Follow us on Twitter. We love
you. Utah. Give me two.
No, these players are fun. Not fun. No, none of these are really that fun.
Let me give you one more then. I'll head on over to the TGFBI, which is something we can all relate to, TGFBI.
Oh, here you go. Jesus Luzardo, $5. You got a real good shot to get this right.
Three.
Two.
Ah! Fuck. God damn it. Alex Jackson in TGFBI, now a Marlin, no longer in Atlanta. Alex Jackson, the catcher. $54 bid in TGFBI League. What was the runner-up bid on $54 bid for Alex Jackson?
11.
There was none. It was a trick question.
Fuck you.
Well, it's obvious. $54 bid. I just had to mention it. It's so stupid. I'll give you one. Vladimir Gutierrez of the Cincinnati Reds. Nice little player. He's really been pitching well, and he's providing value for people down the stretch. Chris Towers, very own Chris Towers of CBS Sports in the TGFBI League. So, how much was the runner-up bid on an $18 bid? There definitely is a runner-up bid for this one. $18.
Seven.
14. Double that.
Damn. 17. I'm never going to get one right.
Yeah, Gutierrez, that should have been a little more competitive, I feel like, because he's
Gutierrez.
Vladimir Gutierrez. I picked up Carlos Hernandez for $7, and
I like
won
that guy's stuff. I like that guy's stuff, man. That guy's got good stuff.
Of the Royals?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tie. I won the tie for some reason at $7.
Oh, nice.
The runner-up bid was $7. I don't know why I won. No one told me why. So.
I don't know. Check your settings. Anyway. What are the tiebreakers?
I got Michael Fulmer for $1, so there you go.
Oh, Michael Fulmer.
All right, how are you doing at TGFBI, by the way?
Not good.
Oh.
I'm at 13th in my league. Not good.
That's not good.
No. Right. I've never gone below 13, and I've never been ahead of 10th all season. This is the team that just injuries just destroyed me from the get-go.
Oh, so. Shit.
Oh, well. I learned some things.
I'm in fourth.
That's good.
First place, Jesse Roche has 112 points. I have 99, so it's not over. I'm hanging in there. I don't know. We'll see. It's a tight one.
I have 53 points.
Oh, well, this will help. Steve Paulo's in my TGFBI league. He's got 51 points. So.
All right. Okay.
He's in 13th.
All right. Me and Steve are always near each other in these fantasy leagues.
I feel like Steve's better at football. No, no offense. I love you, Steve. You are good at baseball, too. It's just, you know, these are the bogus leagues. I'm
it's
sure you
not
have a lot
his,
of great leagues.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
It's, no it's not fault. Always your fault if your team does not perform.
I agree with you there. All right, there it is. We did a show. It was fun. It was easy. It was simple. We talked about stuff. We had some conversations. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, Plaza Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's on Twitter, Instagram, all your favorite formats. We're trying to finish strong here, so
Utah.
We're going big into 2022 and take the show to the next level. It's been a nice little year. We've made some progress. We've met a lot of cool people. We're not done. We're going to take this thing to the end, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for see what happens here. Is we're at, what, like about 40 games left or so? In a lot of head-to-head leagues, you get about 4 weeks left before playoffs.
Not mine. Playoffs start next week.
That's good.
Too early.
Yeah.
I'm way out of it, though, so it doesn't even matter. But people are pissed at me, like, hey, there's such a tight race that everyone's getting on my case about what I'm doing. And it
Why? What are you doing? Are you making bogus trades?
No, the trade deadline was years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Someone wanted to make sure that I started Matt Chapman over some other guy. They were just trying to make... That's for you, Dan. Shout out to Dan. Trying to make the case there. Like, hey, you better start Matt Chapman, because that's just the best way to go, because I want to make the playoffs. So that's what's happening right now. It just reminded me, when I'm on the other side and I press too much, it reminds me, like, who cares? You do what you got to do, and whatever happens, happens. But you got to control what you can control. So
I agree.
And it's not that important. I mean, it's money's important, so I get that. But
what's your guys buying?
That's 150.
Okay.
So I've won three the last 4 years.
I'm the best.
Yeah, but they cut the buy-in down because I demanded it last year. I demanded that the buy-in be cut down last year because it was a short season. So like, why are we paying full price for a short season?
Yeah,
and I won.
Of course.
So.
When are you guys going to kick somebody out of the league so I can get in?
I would love for that to happen. I will definitely keep you posted on that. So.
Okay.
For sure. They don't listen to me much, even though I win all the time. I don't know.
Who's the commissioner?
Scott Muldoon. You should talk to John Gaviglio. He's like the king of that world. So talk to John. He'll get you in there.
Okay. You Giles in that league too, right?
Yeah, because he got in through John. Talk to John. And
okay.
If John gives his blessing, you need the blessing of Gaviglio. Once you get the blessing, then you're in.
Okay.
In the meantime, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Sub the YouTube channel. Click the dingy button. We're trying to build subs for next year. So let's go. Let's do this. 131? That's nothing.
That's weak.
That's chump change, man. The Triple Play Pod, they just broke 1,000 subs on the Triple Play channel. Why can't we do that? We're just as good as those guys. Not that they're not good. They're amazing. But we're both equally as wonderful. So let's do better? Maybe?
Sub. Check in tomorrow when we're at the game. Let's do a little live video of us together.
Of course we will. We have to. We're going to a baseball game, and we do a baseball podcast. So
and maybe we'll see history tomorrow.
I hope Mickey starts. I really do. We would love to see number 500 in person while Shohei Ohtani is playing for the Angels. That's all great stuff. So look for that tomorrow on our Twitter feed or our Instagram feed maybe, but most likely through the Twitter or YouTube feed. Now, I can't do StreamYard. It's going to be through the Twitter feed. That's the only way you're going to see this stuff. And that's it. We won't do another show this week. That's it.
It's okay.
Less shows. I got to go to Canada and live my life too. So, and it's our birthday on Sunday. Me and Deary's birthday. So wish us a wonderful birthday on Sunday, August 22nd. 41 years on this planet. And we're going to do it again, right?
41.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I might have some people over.
Of course you are. I figured the natural progression of things would be
if things
sort of gaming in the backyard.
Yeah, if nothing happens and for you, you're more than welcome to come over.
I will. I mean, of course I would, but I'm going to Canada.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, just in case Canada
doesn't
like...
come over here and then we could all hang out together. But
just in case Canada... Yeah, when is she going to be able to come over to the U.S.?
No fucking clue.
That's stupid.
U.S. is fucking us. The U.S. is fucking us now.
Yeah, no, we're getting fucked.
Stupid.
Biden. Bullshit.
Thanks, Biden.
Dick Biden.
Here's a story. All right, we'll see you guys later. Blossom Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's.
My pet monster.
That's my pet monster. God damn it. Perfect way to end the show. So bogus calf, dude.
Utah. Give me two.
2 L's, 2 Z's. I'm out of here.
As a gator.
Bye-bye.
He became a hero. And he led his team to the College World Series. By then, he knew that he'd outgrown them. And he was all alone. Till the one day when the Royals found this fella. And they knew it was much more than a hunt. That soon he would develop a third pitch. And his fans would all become the Brady Bunch. The Brady Singer Bunch. The Brady Singer Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Singer Bunch.
Right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you, and I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. and we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun, quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.